Human beings have engaged in agriculture for thousands of years, and that is how much of the world's food needs are met. People use different techniques to make their agriculture productive. Scientists have developed techniques such as crop spraying and chemical fertilizers to increase production. They have also managed to raise crops all year round by means of greenhouses. Yet, there is another creature which has been engaging in agriculture and employing these techniques for even longer. In order to get to know it close up, let us travel to the depths of the Amazonian rainforest. These are leafcutter ants. They have been agriculturalists for millions of years. They perform this difficult job by stages, thanks to an incomparable division of labor and planning. The first link in the production chain are the worker ants that serve outside the nest. These ants work non-stop day and night, cutting leaves from trees and wild plants growing in the forest. The second job is carrying the leaves they have cut back to the nest. These tiny workers are stronger than one can possibly imagine. To make a comparison, what these ants do is the equivalent of a man running 1 kilometer in 2.5 minutes with a 250 kilogram load on his back. No human being could ever do that. Ants work in an astoundingly planned and organized manner. They have to carry leaves to their nest to carry out agriculture. That is why that job has to be done with no interruptions. Ants build multi-track highways to make transportation easier. Even more interesting, there is an organization responsible for the maintenance and repair of that road system, just like we have. This ant is clearing obstacles from the line. This is another road maintenance worker. The organization exhibited by ants contains features that go far beyond any human imagining. You are now watching ants which have made a bridge by holding on to one another. The other ants walk over them and carry on their way. There is no doubt that this is a sign of great sacrifice and cooperation. Some 500,000 ants act like a single brain while all this is going on. This giant organization is capable of stripping all the leaves from a large tree in a single day. Ants tirelessly cut all kinds of plants, even flowers. When one compares the size of ants to that of human beings, the thickness and length of the leaves they cut down are the equivalent of heavy planks or even a tree trunk. We use special equipment to cut down trees. So how do the ants manage this? The answer to that again reveals a miracle of creation. God has endowed the ant with a cutting mechanism that is a true miracle of design. The cutting mechanism consists of two separate blades. The blades are coated with zinc to make them extra sharp. The cutting mechanism possesses an astounding system. A special organ under the ant's head gives off high-frequency sound waves. These are forwarded by the blades to the leaf and make it more brittle and easily cut. The design in that system is quite ingenious. Let us now consider the structure of that system. Covering metal blades with alloys to make them sharper is a method used by human beings. But the people who do that possess intelligence and reason, and the system was developed as a result of special research and laboratories. Yet ants have no idea that a material known as zinc even exists. Neither do they know their blades are coated with it. Cells in the ant's cutting mechanism miraculously coat the blades with zinc. There is a highly intelligent design in these little creatures' bodies. The same thing applies to the system that makes the leaves easily cut by means of sound waves. The ant can have absolutely no idea that high frequencies make things more brittle. Neither is there any doubt that such a complex system cannot have come about by chance. There is only one explanation for the existence of such a perfect system. The system was consciously created. Ants were brought into being by God, and the cutting mechanism and all their other features were given them by Him. That is stated in a verse from the Quran. My Lord encompasses all things in His knowledge, so will you not pay heed?